Thank God for this opportunity again. And I trust that we are strong. Amen. And as we go along,
en avançant,
if it becomes necessary for all of us to stand, we will stand. To make sure we are not distracted. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So our Father, we thank you for this evening again. We thank you because you are sending the mind of Christ to feed us. To bring life to us. To bring your energy to us. To bring cleansing to us. To bring a quickening to us. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 We started in the morning. We were talking about the marriage of Christ and my soul. You know, we are saying that why God called us is so that He will marry our soul. We will be joined to Him. And we also said that if we are not joined to Christ, then we will be joined to other spirits. Other spirits of Antichrist. So, there are two choices. Join to Christ, or join or marry devils. We'll marry spirits of darkness. Our lives will be taken over by spirits of pleasure, by spirits of drunkenness, by spirits of fashion, sexuality, lust, uncleanness. And the Bible makes us understand that that will lead us to destruction. And we read from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16, where he says, "He that is joined to Christ." Is one spirit. And I was explaining that when God made Adam, He made him to be a living soul. And if you understand what that means, that He made him to have a mind, to have emotion, to have his will, and to have the desire. So that means that Adam, God made Adam to be hungry for life. God made Adam to be somebody who is always hungry. He needs life. He needs energy. He needs strength. He needs something to make him happy. And some of us, we turn to different things to make us happy. We cannot. Because God created us with in such a way that it is only God Himself. It's only God Himself that can make us happy. Amen. It's only God that can. That, you know, there's a scripture in Psalm 16. It says, "In your presence is fullness of joy." And at your right hand are joy forevermore. If you want joy, if you want pleasure, you don't go to disco. You don't go to drugs. Those things will bind you. Even those who are prostitutes, the only thing they know is sex. They are very unhappy. Because the thing that they want to satisfy is so big. It's only God that can satisfy. Amen. And the Bible says, "The joy of the Lord is our strength." There is a joy that comes from being in union and fellowship with God. The Bible says that we will have peace without understanding. The Bible says we'll have peace like a river. The joy, there is a strength in the joy of the Lord. And that is what we are talking about. That you receive all those things when you are in fellowship with Christ. And we said that Christ comes to you when you open your heart. And this Christ that comes to you comes with the blood of Jesus. It's the blood that brings Christ into our soul. The things that we are talking about, you cannot do it on your own self. Because when sin came into Adam, his mind departed from God. The mind of Adam lost the ability to rise in God. When Adam sinned, he began to run away from God. So there is nobody in this room who has the ability to come to God. No man can come to God except the Father draws him. So the things we are talking about is not going to be done by your strength. You can only do it by the strength of the Christ that is in you. So there's a difference between your soul and Christ. So this is a picture of your soul. And your soul is weak. Your soul doesn't want to do the will of God. Like Adam, he began to run away from God. God said, "Adam, where are you?" Adam was hiding from God. So that is the nature of every soul. You want to do your own things. You have your own mind. You have your own emotions. You have your own desire. And you have your own will. Amen. But God had mercy on us that He sent Christ. So the difference in your life is the Christ that you receive. So we will use something to represent the Christ. So Christ comes into your soul. And we were saying that God brings Christ into you by the blood. And that is why you cannot be saved by being good. So if you are in this room and you have never received the blood of Jesus Christ, you have been singing and dancing, praying, doing different things, and you have not received the blood of Jesus Christ into your soul, you have not started a relationship with God. So many people confuse church, going to church, from receiving Christ. There are two different things. You can come here and do all that we are doing and not have Christ. You have Christ when you receive the blood of Jesus into your soul. Leviticus chapter 17, he says that the life of the flesh is in the blood. So blood carries life. And I asked somebody, I said, have you seen the blood of Jesus before? There is nobody in this room who has seen the blood of Jesus with his eyes. But you know it is there. Because it is spirit. It is light. It is energy. Amen.
Amen.
And I was asked somebody again, has anybody seen your mind before? Have you seen somebody's mind before? Have you seen somebody's emotion? Have you seen desire? Have you seen all those things? You have not seen it. Because they are spiritual. So there is a spiritual man living in this physical body. And that man must be married to Christ. Must be joined to Christ. It must begin a journey in which it is joined to Christ. I'm not talking about going to church or singing song or fasting, praying. Those things are church activity. We are speaking about spiritual relationship with Christ. Amen. Christ came into Jesus. Christ came into Jesus. I want you to understand that. Jesus was a vessel. And Christ came into Jesus. The Bible says that God was in Christ Jesus. Amen. And the Bible says if the spirit that was in Jesus comes into you also. Amen. So as the spirit of Christ came into Jesus, and Jesus became the Son of God, that is how the spirit of Christ comes to you also. So that you can become a son of God. So what makes you a son of God is the Spirit of Christ that you receive. Amen. Do you understand that? Okay, I'll say it again. Christ is the Spirit of God. And Christ came into a human body. The Holy Ghost brought a seed of Christ. And planted that seed. Where? Where was it planted? Where did the Holy Ghost plant the seed? Okay, tell me. Where was it planted? In Jesus. No? Where was it planted? In Mary. Amen. The Holy Ghost brought the seed of Christ into Mary. Amen. That's what the angel told Mary. He says the Holy Ghost will overshadow you, and there will be a seed that will be introduced in you. Amen. And that seed grew. I was born into the world. Amen. So also the Holy Ghost comes upon you and bring the seed of Christ in you, in your heart. Amen. So Mary received, and Mary is a type of you, of the church. Mary is a type of your soul. Amen. Mary is a woman, and your soul is the bride of Christ. Hallelujah. Do you understand it? Is it clear? Okay, good. So if it is clear, then we can go on. Amen. Remember, we're talking about marriage. But you must know that Christ comes to you as a seed. Have you seen a tree before? How does the tree grow? Where does the tree start from? From a seed, isn't it? Amen. So Christ comes to you as a seed and begins to grow. That Christ in you is different from your soul. Amen. Answer me if you understand. Say amen. Amen. Hey, what is going on? You are tired or you are hungry? Which If you don't understand it, we will not go and sleep. It's when you understand it, they will go and sleep. Amen. So if you understand it, you say amen, then I will go on. Okay. So there are two things. Your soul. One. Then Christ. Two. In your soul. Amen. Amen. And the two of them will be joined together. Like husband and wife. That's why the Bible says that you are like a virgin. Have you heard the story of the wise virgin? At midnight, the virgin will go into the inner chamber to be joined to Christ. So your soul is the virgin that is going to be joined to the Christ in you. So the Christ in you must grow. Amen. And it is this Christ in you that is grows, that is called the oil. Having oil in your vessel. So, as I said,
comme j'avais dit,
the blood of Jesus brings Christ to your soul.
C'est le sang de Jésus qui amène Christ dans ton âme.
And that Christ in you begins to grow. So it is the beginning of the journey.
C'est-à-dire que là, depuis un voyage.
But the journey has an end.
Mais voyage, il y a une finalité, là.
When you start the journey,
quand tu commences un voyage,
Christ is not fully formed in your soul.
En ce moment-là, on va dire voyage, Christ a dans nous pleinement dans l'âme.
So there are two things happening.
Alors parce qu'il y a deux choses qui se passent.
You still have your soul doing its own activity. And you have Christ trying to influence your soul to walk in righteousness. So anytime you submit to the Christ in you, the Bible says you are walking in the Spirit. Anytime you submit to, you do not submit to Christ in you, the Bible says you are walking in the flesh. So those who grow in Christ means that you are growing, you are becoming strong in submitting to the Christ in you. Amen. Amen. Do you understand that? So Paul says, I am crucified with Christ. It is not me that lives, but Christ that lives in me. Amen. And that is the good news. What you cannot do, Christ in you can do. Amen. So Paul says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. In my strength, I cannot do it. But Christ in me can strengthen me to overcome. You cannot overcome the temptations. You cannot overcome the traditions and the culture of Congo. But Christ in you can overcome. Amen.
Amen.
Now, when you understand that,
alors, quand tu comprends ça,
you'll be a victorious Christian.
You'll
be a victorious Christian.
C'est à ce moment-là que tu comprends un chrétien victorieux.
It's no longer I that liveth.
Parce que ce n'est plus moi qui vis.
But Christ that liveth in me.
Mais Christ qui vit à moi.
So, when you come to that point,
quand tu atteins ce point, ce niveau,
it means you are now a vessel. Carry Christ around. Amen.
Amen.
Now, Colossians in chapter 1, he says, Christ in you is the hope of glory. When Christ comes in you, he brings about a hope. What is the hope? That one day I will be joined to Christ. Amen. My soul that has been hungry will now be joined with the source of energy. Amen. That's what Jesus was telling the woman as well. If you drink this water, you will come back again. But I will give you a source of water that will be in you a fountain, bubbling up. Amen. And that fountain is Christ in you. Amen. So the plan of God is that Christ comes into your soul to take over your soul. So Christ comes into your soul to bring you into Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Do you understand that? Christ comes as a small seed and begins to grow. As Christ begins to grow,
it
begins to influence your soul. And it comes to a time when the Christ in you overpowers your soul. The Christ in you conquers your soul. And you are no longer yourself. So Paul says, it's no longer I that liveth, but it's Christ that liveth in me. Amen. That means you have willingly submitted your mind to Christ. You have willingly submitted your emotion to Christ. So what that means is that every day you are growing. Every day the light of Christ is shining. Brighter and brighter. You are going to sleep. Sleep is now coming. No. If you stay that way, sleep will catch you. Amen. That is the position for sleep. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we're talking about the marriage of the soul and Christ. And Christ. Amen. So we have seen that Christ comes into your soul. That he might take over your soul. Have you seen a woman that's pregnant? When she's pregnant, the first time, she doesn't even know she's pregnant. She does everything, anything she wants, she just does. But the baby begins to grow. The baby doesn't argue with the mother. Does the baby argue with you? The baby is growing.
No.
As the baby is growing, the body of the woman begins to change. The appetite of the woman begins to change. The lifestyle of the woman begins to change. Everything about the woman begins to change. It comes to a time when the baby takes over. The only thing the woman wants to do is just to bring forth the baby. That is how it is with Christ. Amen. When Christ comes in at the first, we are still doing whatever we want. Christ is in us. So we can carry the Christ to nightclub. We can carry the Christ to where he doesn't want to go to. Because we are in control. That's how some of us here, we have taken Christ to different places. Amen. But the Christ is growing. The Christ is growing. It will come to a time. I want to prophesy to you to come to a time that Christ in you will begin to define where you go, the things you eat, the friends you have, who you marry, how you will marry, where you walk, how you train your children. Yeah, Christ takes over everything. And at that point you become a son of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you understand it? Do you understand it? It's very, very important you must understand it. Because if you understand it, then you know you are on a journey. Hallelujah. Christ in you, the hope of glory. When you wake up in the morning, you know you have a hope. You say, God, I thank you, I have a hope. My hope is that I'm going to be a son of God. I'm going to be a bride of Christ. My soul is going to be joined with Christ. Amen. Christ is light. So, when you wake up in the morning, you can prophesy to the darkness in your soul. Say, darkness, your time is drawing near. A time is coming when you wake up. Darkness has run away. Amen. It is day, light everywhere. Hallelujah. Christ has taken over. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the Bible says it's like somebody who brings a light in a dark place. He says it shines brighter and brighter.
Yeah?
That's what Peter said. Every day shining brighter until one day it is full day. Amen. No more darkness. Hallelujah. So the Christ in you must be nurtured. You must bring the food. You must give that Christ food to grow. You must receive the energy of God. You must receive the life of God. When you small, a small baby. The baby will be eating chapati. Will be eating different things. And the baby is growing. Is eating, is growing. So also the Christ in you must feed on Christ. Amen. You must feed on Christ to grow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you must make up your mind. You must determine that you must feed on Christ. So we see that the children of Israel, on the day they left Egypt, on that Passover night, on the night of Passover, when they crossed over from Egypt to the promised land, the Bible says that they will bring a lamb for a household. A lamb for every household. So there is one lamb for every household.
In
John chapter 1, the Bible tells us that Jesus is the Lamb of God, is it not? Amen. So what you're saying is that Jesus must reveal himself to you. Jesus is not going to reveal himself to your pastor for you. Brother Ronald is not your pastor. Because tomorrow morning he is going to Mali. Amen. If you are waiting for him, tomorrow morning he goes to Mali. You must go and find Christ for yourself. Me, Friday morning. Where to go? Amen. You must go and find Christ for yourself. Because it is a lamb for every house. This is the house. Every house must go and eat the lamb. You must have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. The time of pastor is over. Amen. You must go to Jesus Christ. I want to eat you. Hallelujah. And you know, you told them when you are eating this lamb, you must eat it that night. You must not allow it to remain till the morning. In other words, you must go to God. Because there is something that God has prepared for you. He said, God, give me that revelation of you that you have prepared for me. That is necessary for me. Amen. And you must eat it. And it is eaten at night. What does that mean? You must eat it in your challenges, in the situations that face you, during times of trial, during times when God is far, you must go to God.
And
you ask God to reveal himself to you. So if you are a housewife, there is a lamb for you. If you are a student, there is a lamb for you. If you have problems with your husband, there is a lamb for you. If you have problems with your wife, there is a lamb for you. In whatever condition you meet, you are, there is a lamb for a household. Amen. And this lamb is enough. Jesus is enough for you. Amen. You're not going to go and look for help anywhere else. If you are looking for a job, Jesus is enough for you. Amen. Whatever situation you're in, there is one lamb. You must eat. Amen. Now, the Bible also tells us that Christ is in me and also in my brethren. So there is a Christ in me. There is a Christ in my brother. There is a Christ in Brother Ronald. Amen. So there is something my brother has that I need. There is something my brother Sammy has that I need. Amen. So that's why we have fellowship. So when you come together, there is a Christ in you that will minister to the Christ in me. Amen. So the Bible says, iron sharpens iron. The Christ in me brings strength to the Christ in you. And that's why the Bible says we should not forget the assembling of ourselves together. Amen. Because when you come together, you are weak. You are weak. You are discouraged. When we come together, they come together. You are weak. You are discouraged. But when you come together, there is a ministry of Christ in the brethren that begin to come to you. So at the end of the fellowship, you will be stronger. Amen. Now we also see that even when we are not in fellowship, we are joined together.
On est ensemble.
And because we are joined together,
et le fait que nous sommes joints ensemble,
there is a flow of life.
Il y a la vie qui coule.
So, if I overcome,
alors, where I am,
the life, that victory I get is given to the brother. Everybody receives it also. But if I fail, if I don't overcome, it also affects the body. Because we are joined together. Amen. Amen. And then when we come together, the Bible says we are two or three of you are gathered together. Christ is there.
Christ is here.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So as we're here now, Christ is here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he's here to minister to us also.
Il est là pour la pokabola et pas la biso.
Amen. So we have spoken about the beginning of the journey.
Alors on a parlé du début du voyage.
Some people call it born again. Some people say, I am saved. But what it means is that you must begin the journey one day. There is a day in which you begin the journey. The journey of coming out of Egypt. The people of God came out in one day. So if you are here and you are not sure that you have not come out, that you have come out, then it means we need to pray for you so that you will begin the journey. Hallelujah. Of coming out of Egypt. There must be a day you come out. And for the children of Israel, the Bible says it was the beginning of their journey. In the month Abib. Okay. Now, we have spoken about the lamb.
On a parlé de l'agneau.
We have spoken about the blood.
On a parlé du sang.
Now, let's go to this this brass altar. And let's talk about it quickly. Now, I was explaining in the morning that when you come into the tabernacle, the first experience you have is the experience of the altar of brass. There is a place of judgment. That place also represents the cross. Today, many people do not preach the cross. They preach prosperity. They preach deliverance. They preach breakthrough. They preach that the woman who has not had children will have children. That if you don't have job, you will get job. And the church is filled with people. Well, they have just come to church. They have not yet met to Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So let me ask you the question. Have you met to Christ? Where do you meet Christ? Who can tell us where you meet Christ? Who can tell us where do you meet Christ? Where do you meet Christ?
When are you asking for the place?
Yes.
Where?
He says
in prayer.
Prayer. No, it's not the Christ in prayer. Yes. Where do you meet Christ? Where?
He said we can meet him in the retreat.
In the where?
In the retreat.
In the retreat, yeah. Amen. Okay.
So are you talking about the first encounter?
Where? Anyhow, how the life. Where do you meet Christ?
Où est-ce que vous rencontrez Christ?
I thought you would see it very clear. Yes.
Are you talking about the structure, the image?
Whatever
or?
It is. Where do you meet Christ?
It's confusing.
Huh?
Où est-ce qu'on rencontre Christ? Non, je comprends pas. We can meet him in everywhere. Okay, is it the first order?
You meet Christ at the cross. That's where you meet him. Amen. That's where you. That Christ is waiting for you at the cross.
Le Christ has also no place to shoot at us now. Na croix.
Amen. So if you have never been to the cross,
so qui yo au commandant na croix.
Ce n'est pas bon again. You have been going to church. Amen. You have been going to église. You must go to the cross. Amen. Now, when you go to the cross, what would you do there? Okay, I will answer. When you go to the cross, what would you do there?
Quand tu arrives à la croix, tu fais quoi?
You go and dance. Hey, my God, Jesus. That's what you do at the cross. What do you do at the cross?
Tu fais quoi à la croix? He says that the scripture says that if you want to follow Christ, take your cross.
When you take the cross, what do you do with the cross?
Et quand tu prends ta croix là, qu'est-ce que tu fais avec?
You wear it on your neck.
Tu portes ça au cou.
What do you do with the cross when
qu'est-ce
you carry it?
Qu'est-ce que tu fais avec la croix?
You die on the cross. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why people are afraid of the cross.
C'est la raison pour laquelle les gens ont peur de la croix.
You avoid it.
Les gens évitent la croix.
Because you don't want to preach it. Because you don't want to die. Amen. But the Bible says that the preaching of the cross is the power. Amen. Remember, Christ is in you.
Rappelez-vous, Christ est en toi.
He is there to kill you.
Et il est là pour te tuer.
So that he will take over.
Afin que lui puisse.
Hallelujah. Amen. There was a man, his name is John the Baptist.
Il y avait Jean-Baptiste.
Do you know what he said?
Vous savez ce qu'il avait dit?
Say, I must decrease. That Christ might increase. Hallelujah. So you cannot decrease except you die. That means every day you must be submitting to Christ. Christ must have his way in your life. When people meet you,
quand les gens te rencontrent,
they should feel the Christ in you. They should not feel the Congo in you.
On doit pas sentir du Congolais katina.
So Congolais should be going small, more, more. While Christ is growing stronger, stronger, stronger.
Christ aura que des cas.
Amen.
Plus grand katina.
Hallelujah. Amen. So the scripture is telling us that the first experience we have is the experience of the cross.
Experience à niveau soi est la expérience à croix.
And it is represented by the brass.
Yango est représenté par le rein.
This altar was made of wood.
Hotel Oyo, basala yango na evangelité.
That was covered over with brass. Many Christians have taken away the brass. You only have an altar of wood. Flesh.
La chair.
They are preaching their mind.
They
are preaching philosophy. They are preaching the doctrines of men. They are telling you you cannot overcome sin. You cannot overcome culture. You cannot overcome traditions. You cannot overcome anything. They are preaching their mind. That's why the church doesn't have any power. Power comes by brass. The strength of the cross. Amen. The Bible says, except a man falls down and dies. Except the grain of wheat falls down and what? Dies. He cannot receive the life of Christ. So, if you don't remember anything I said, you must remember this one. There must be brass in your life. You say, God, bring the cross to my life. That this inward man will be crucified. Do you know that there is a giant living inside you? The name of the giant is called Goliath. Goliath is not living in Israel. Goliath are dwell.
Goliath azali ko habite, azali ko vanda katina yo.
In my soul.
Katina hand in my.
And it is only the cross that can crucify Goliath. Amen. So that the Christ will have freedom to grow. Hallelujah. If you bring wood, Goliath will break the wood. It will use the wood to play. And that's why many of us are powerless. Because the gospel we are receiving is the gospel of man. Powerless. Amen. We are receiving bread and granite. Christianity. Bread and butter.
Oh, vie chrétienne, y a li palanguba.
Prosperité,
prosperité.
You become a millionaire. Champion. Sweatless winner.
Double.
Receive your miracle now.
Sois miracle, non si koyo.
Ce n'est pas true. Amen. You must come to the cross. When you jam the cross, the inward man dies. Christ will come forth. Amen. Hallelujah. So he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all other things will follow you. Amen. So if you want to have prosperity,
alors, si tu veux avoir la prospérité,
you must receive the gospel of the cross. Hallelujah. Amen. Paul said that when I am weak, then I am strong. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the very first message,
alors, message à l'Iboso,
when you come into the kingdom of God, if you are going to begin the journey, is that you must make up your mind to die. Paul said in Philippians chapter 3, all the things that were gained to me, what did he do? He said he has counted his loss. Hallelujah. All the things that we are gained to him, he has given it up for Christ. Maybe you like to, you know, to do certain things. There are certain dresses you like to wear. The Spirit of God is telling you, don't touch it. Amen. If you love Christ, you go to Christ. I love this dress. I love to make my hair in a certain style. I shave this side. Shave this side. Amen. Or you shave everything. Hallelujah.
Ou bien, so shave everything as style.
Style.
Alors,
or you wear the tight dress.
Pantalon na yo la ta kai kanga boy.
Amen. And you wear the long one.
Et puis, ma sapatu na yo talon na talon.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Spirit of God says, God touches.
What
will you do?
What
will you do?
I
am crucified with Christ. Amen. He said, Jesus, I give it to you. I love it. But since you don't like it, give me the strength. Let the Christ in me strengthen me. So I will not dress like Michael Jackson. You know some people dress like Michael Jackson. Some people like, you know, they dress like. Okay, you understand what I'm talking about. Amen. And Christ doesn't like it. That means you must come to the cross. At the cross, I surrender all. Amen. That is how to get back to Jesus Christ. That is how to begin the journey. Anyone Jesus does not like, I surrender to
you.
Amen. The road to the cross is a lonely journey. Jesus says, narrow is the road that leads to life. Broad is the way that leads to destruction. Amen. Hallelujah. Many people are sleeping. So it's time for chorus. Kumama, Kolo Jesu Kumama Yahweh. You don't want to sing it. So let's stand up. Let's stand up and sing it. You cannot sit down and sing it.
Oh my God,
glory to God. So my man. So my man. Glory to God, my man.
So we're talking about the gospel of the cross. Many of us, there is no cross in our life. So we'll pray that prayer. Restore the power of the cross to my life. Paul said, we preach Christ and Him crucified. So that means that I will also be crucified.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Alright, so that's the message of the brass. Now, this altar was a square. And the height was 3. So there's a message there. The message of 5. Bring out your hand.
Message of 5.
Show me your hand. Show me your hand. Okay, match your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7.
Amen. So it's five.
C'est cinq.
So this altar is made of five.
Hotel Oyo is a lakina.
Five.
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 Cinq.
Five.
Cinq. Et côté est la qui pour mesurer cinq côtés.
It was a square of five.
Et la qui carré a cinq côtés.
What does five mean?
Cinq est représenté.
Five means mercy and grace.
Cinq est représenté la grâce et la miséricorde.
Amen. Thank God for God's mercy. So when God is bringing the cross into my life, the cross is not to destroy
it.
So the judgment of God comes with grace. Hallelujah. So God doesn't judge you to destroy
it.
God's judgment is to redeem us.
It's
for our own good. Hallelujah. So we must always do that. So when you give your life to Christ, what will come out of your life will be better than what you have planned. So Paul thinks that when we give our lives to Christ, we will not be happy. We will be miserable. We will be
positive.
But that is not true.
Amen.
So God bring grace. And Jesus said, my yoke is
easy. Yes,
they take upon me my yoke. And my burden is light. So when God gives you a responsibility, when God asks you to do something, he will not tell you to do something that you are not able to do. If you find yourself doing something that is more than you are able to do, you need to examine it again. Maybe it's not God. Maybe you put it on yourself. So please order
people.
Amen. God's yoke. Hallelujah. The Bible says there is no temptation that comes to you which is bigger than you. Any challenge in your life today, you can overcome it. That's why God allows
it. C'est la raison pour laquelle Dieu m'a permis
ça. If you are born in Congo,
ceux qui ont été en Congo,
God will allow it.
Okay,
God has given you everything you need to overcome me. Amen. So God gives you what you need. In this fellowship, God has given you the people you need. So God, he wants to be at home and have fellowship with you. Hallelujah. In your workplace, the people there, God put this for you. If there is somebody in your office that is not
right, Alors nous avons bataillé où on a pour
pour
enseigner aux patients.
Alléluia.
Pour
teacher something.
Enseigner aux quelque chose.
Alléluia. Amen. When you have children, those children God gave you to also teach you something.
Nous avons bataillé où on a pour enseigner aux quelque chose.
So five means grace.
Cinq est allé pour représenter Ngolu.
Alléluia.
Amen.
Amen. The three here speaks of resurrection.
Alors, les trois est allé pour lever la résurrection. Trois est allé taille à hauteur. Hein? Moulaï à hauteur.
The three
est allé trois côtés.
Speaks of resurrection.
Trois est allé chiffre la résurrection.
So, right from when you come to the
kingdom
of God, God prophesies to you that I will bring your soul to a place of resurrection. Resurrection is to go from death to life.
Hallelujah.
Darkness came to the soul of man. And man died. So God promises you.
Alors,
if you receive Christ, I will bring your soul to a resurrection. Hallelujah. He doesn't promise all that. So Jesus said, do not pray that you take it out of the world.
Yes, or no, I like a bit. So someone on the side of the world, I'm going to go to
the world. So God promises you, I can make you overcome the world. I can make you overcome sin. So the experience of the believer.
Experience ya mundini.
Experience of resurrection. Tomorrow we will talk more about that resurrection.
Lori to kolobe la mi ngwe la resurrection.
To go from death to life.
De la mort à la vie.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
To go from darkness to light.
Du ténèbre à la lumière.
Now, the final thing I'll talk about before we go and sleep.
Le dernier point avant que ne voilà là.
Is that this altar?
C'est-à-dire que l'autel
was made with a net. In the middle of the altar, there was a net.
Hotel oyo tam basala ki yango na katikati na yango ezala ki na lokola filet lokola.
Because on that net, that's where they keep the animal, the sacrifice, the cow or the goat. That's where they put it.
What is that? Likolo na yango, emotoko benga mo grillage. Likolo na yango ne bazali kotia nyama.
And that's something very, very powerful and important.
Et donc, ça c'est très important.
It is saying that your soul is the ark. There are many of us do not understand that we are in the altar.
Many of us
Many people in the church, they think of altar as a place. You know, that you go to the building, there is something, they put something there, they take it off.
Mingi to ngata na shoto ba jaka hotel ezali okotu na kaka na construction ba tuma moko boye
oma
na mali kosho ba toka mo lo komo ba tuli na mo hotel
and then they arrange two flowers
ba tongi bien ba chez moi iba ya moko wana ba chez na ba fleur
c'est là le
hotel parmi hotel ya mo
wana
ya mo eza hotel.
Amen. The altar is in your
hotel yo ezolo bila ma awo eza mo
you can see. The altar is in the midst of the soul.
For common analogy, hotel is ali na milie o milie de tonami.
The thoughts you think is the offering and sacrifice.
La pensée que vous avez est ali offrande et sacrifice.
If a young man is listening to bad music.
Alors ceux qui ont au message na yo na musique ya mokili.
Die.
Ya mo na yango kaka na matoi.
Die. Do you know what is happening?
Vous savez ce qui se passe quand vous êtes connecté à la musique de la
matoïe? What is happening?
Qu'est-ce qui se passe?
You put
What are you doing?
He is
bringing his sacrifice.
He is bringing his sacrifice.
To Diablo.
To Diablo.
Amen. Hallelujah. In the old time,
Nabataya Kala.
The sacrifice was in the house.
Sacrifice is like you go to the
place called Zion is a people. Hallelujah. So the altar is in the
middle.
So you must be careful to change your life to be here and here.
Alors soit puis dans la vidéo qu'on tient la bateau, il est aussi dans la vidéo. La vidéo qu'on a dit comment on a mis.
The images that come to your mind.
Les images qui nous ont permis de porter la beauté manaï.
You must be careful of that small thing they call Samsung phone.
Aussi la prudence, mais le quoi qui est basé sur la téléphone Samsung.
Because good images, they take your heart.
Parce que la image qui nous ont fait la voilà.
Amen. So every day
is
doing worship. It's not when you come here that you are bringing worship.
Adoration is alité où les autres salatans vous voyez alors.
The way you think.
Ta façon de penser.
The way you feel.
Ta façon de sentir.
That's what you say.
C'est ce que il y a moins des alités pour être
chrétien. Bring your soul as an offering.
Ma promesse aussi, ma première ma âme n'a mis aucun offrande.
As a living.
Mais ma sorte le coup d'avoir offrande vivante.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to close because many people have said.
Alors je vais conclure parce qu'il va se mettre malade.
Pour conclure.
Donc on conclut.
On the point of altar and sacrifice.
Na o etali hôtel fait sacrifice.
Go will come tomorrow.
Tango to koya lobby.
If we have time,
ceux qui sont en attente,
on va start from there. Amen.
To commander la wana.
But I want you to know.
La ligne voye pas.
That your life.
Que bon moyen d'abino.
Is the sacrifice.
Et la liste sacrifice.
It's not where you go to that sacrifice.
Et sacrifice ça est quoi aussi qui est très.
This is who you are.
Mais les apôtres de Dieu aussi
ils avaient dit.
Nanda chambre
la wana. When you are in the box,
when
you things you do on the daily basis, that is offering. Amen. When you are angry,
you
cannot bring offering to God when you are angry. So your relationship is important.
Donc, vous avez une relation à l'un des
autres. Moi, the way you relate is the offering.
Moi, si je n'ai pas la vie, je n'ai pas la vie, je n'ai pas la vie, je n'ai
pas la vie. The way you relate
with your parents. Vie, je n'ai pas la vie,
je n'ai pas la vie. How you relate with one another.
Je n'ai pas la vie, je n'ai pas la vie.
I teach you that you might bring your body in living. And as the people of God,
comme un peuple de Dieu,
we are called to walk.
To be nanipon apolo.
We are called to walk.
To be nanipon apotam.
Righteousness and peace.
Kati na justice pe kati na kimia.
That is the temple.
C'est ça le temple.
That is the bride.
C'est ça l'épouse de Christ.
Because Christ is within.
But the Christ of God is there.
And he's living his life.
Amen.
Amen. And he's causing us to walk in life.
Praise God. Amen.
Okay,
we're
going to pray.
Alors, ton commande est là.
Let's pray. Let's stand.
Alors, tu veux faire les matos prier?
We'll start to pray and go.
On va prier pour conclure.
Now, if there is somebody who has not begun a journey with Jesus Christ,
si il y a quelqu'un qui a mal dans le voyage dans
Jésus-Christ, il a mis le cœur.
Vous allez qui nous donne la vie au Kenya, n'ayez pas peur.
Donc toi, attractif.
Vous allez nous montrer l'Église comme une activité.
Il a reçu le sang de Jésus Christ.
Parce qu'il n'a nous pas embarqué au soudain dans la maquille, n'ayez pas
peur. Il a l'opportunité de prier. ministry. So let us pray.
Alors, on a to prier.
Open your heart. And say, God, I want to receive Christ. Let Christ come into my soul. Let him come to take over. To become my Lord. To become my master. I bring my mind. I bring my emotions. Hand over all to Jesus. Let Christ take over. The song says, "Oh, mighty Christ, comfort
me."
My will, my way. I yield
to
Hallelujah. The let the barren soul sing. Oh, mighty Christ, comfort me. Amen. Pray that Christ will bring comfort. That Christ will bring you into Christ. That the Spirit of Christ will baptize you into Christ. Bring you into that body of Christ. Why Christ is the head?
Dans ce corps où Christ est la tête.
Où on no longer the head.
Là où on sera plus la tête.
Où on no longer the ruler of our life.
Là où on sera tout comme on a gagné la bombe de la vie sur nos côtés.
Will be all and in all.
Car si Christ a comme un yonso.
Let Christ bring the power of the cross.
Si Christ est Christ comme le mafouyaya et brusque.
Let him take away the philosophy of men.
Allons voir la philosophie à bateau.
The doctrines of men.
Ma doctrine à bateau.
The carnal ways of men.
La manière Chanel à bateau.
Let the power of the cross be restored.
Si Christ est mouillaya et brusque, ça la restaurer.
Let us carry our cross daily.
Alors, il y a tous à quoi la vie tous les jours.
That you give us the grace to die. To die to self.
Je viens. Que tu restaures la puissance, la force et la
foi. Let the Goliath.
C'est quel
Goliath? Let that Goliath swing.
Goliath doit être maillot, ma bénissa.
Let that strong man.
C'est quel de cet homme fort?
Slain by the cross.
Doit être maillot, a bénissa ma défaut.
Let the power of the cross come.
C'est quel de mouillé et foulou, c'est
quel? I have slain the power of the strong man.
Et pourquoi vous avez dit ça mouillé à cet homme fort?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For the devil is there, Jami.
For Christ
is there. May the government of Christ grow. May the government of Christ work stronger. Say the government will rest upon his shoulders. And of the rules that have been
heard.
Let the rule of Christ
enthroned
upon every altar, upon every high place. Let the Son of the Spirit, he has brought again to the rule of darkness. To the image, cure the image. Break down every image. Let Christ declare war.
À cause de l'excellence de la connaissance de Christ. Alléluia. Oui, je veux, Seigneur, que ce soir, que ce soir, alléluia, je me rends de toi. Pour ça, il est plus de mon père, alléluia. Et qui s'en va, il est plus de gens. Et qui s'en va, il est plus de mon père. Et qui s'en va, il est plus de mon père. Je suis un peu plus de temps.